Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and over the year and a half that I've been doing these podcasts, I've interviewed the presidents of many of the clubs, but one that has eluded me until today is the Creative Arts Club. And my guest today is Susie Voss, who's the president of it, and I look forward to learning all about it. That's incorrect?
You just upgraded my position in life. No, I'm not the president, but I'm in charge of finding artists for our workshops this season.
I see. Okay. Well, you'll probably be president before long.
So, well, who knows?
At any rate, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And so we like to start out telling the audience a bit about you and your background. Where were you before you came here, and when did you arrive in Shadow Hills?
Well, I'm a native Californian. My husband and I moved here 3 years ago from Northern California, the foothills of the Sierras, and one of the first things that I did when we moved into the neighborhood was join the creative arts class, or arts club, because I've been doing art since I was, a fifth grader, and really wanted to, expand and improve and see what they had, and I've really enjoyed it. They have classes every season, usually starting in November, going through March, sometimes April. So this is really a call to anyone who has ever thought maybe someday they would like to try it, No time before when they were working. But now, we're retired. We should, see about possibilities and expanding our talents. And
I think that's great. And a lot of people are able to do things that they might have done in high school that never had time for, whether it's paining or acting or singing or, all that. That's
sports.
What's great about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people who are interested and a format where you can practice your craft.
Exactly. And we have all levels. You do not have to be a Michelangelo to join the club or take any of the classes. All levels are encouraged. And, if you are drawn to art, it's almost like a hold button is blinking, if we can use that analogy, because who has those kind of phones anymore? But it's like a hold button blinking. It's something that you need to do. It's an expression of your inner creativity. And I think, there's an artist inside of everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, perhaps you can't draw a straight line, but, if you pick up a paintbrush or try sculpting or try ceramics or card making, some of the other art forms that we have with the clubs here, quilting, there's so much available. But come and, take a look at the Creative Arts Club, because we really do have a great offering, starting with a drawing class that's going on right now. It's going through November 30th. And then in December, we have these are all local artists, by the way, from Coachella Valley, except for our last artist, but in December, we have a watercolor class by a local artist who also happens to be a botanist and a award-winning botanist at that. He's a Brit, so he spends half the time here and the other half over in the UK. He's giving a great watercolor class. We have a landscape class in January after the watercolor class.
And do the classes last about 4 weeks?
They do. They typically run 3 to 4 weeks. And they're always on a Friday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And in February and March, I'm very excited because we have a artist in residence from the Golden Company. And Golden makes award-winning, fabulous, top-of-the-line paints watercolor and acrylic and oil and fabulous mediums to go with all of those kinds of paints. They are having her or their artist in residence come and give us a 4-week class in acrylics that starts February 1st. And then in March, we have a 4-week class in watercolor, and that starts March 1st, running for 4 weeks. The great thing about these classes is that all materials are included. So you don't have to bring a thing except maybe your favorite paintbrush. In between that, I have to plug our Creative Arts Club art show, which is February 23rd, so mark that down on your calendars.
Let's talk about that. Is that at the Montecito?
It is. House? It'll be at the Montecito, and it typically goes most of the day. It's on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We supply wine and snacks and encourage everybody to come and support our right. art community.
I'm happy to hear that because the Camera Club does it too.
They've
done a good job of promoting it.
Exactly.
Because I've interviewed them every year to promote that. And just observing, it's gotten much bigger in
it
the
has.
Last 2 years, and I think they're selling work. I mean, I buy one every year, so
good.
I
we like
I'm,
that.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Well, you know, come and support the local artists here in our community. We have so many, and they are just doing a great job with the art show. If anyone has any questions about any of these classes, gosh, feel free to call me. I'm in the directory, but I would also be happy to give you my email or phone if anybody wants to contact me about the classes. Also, look on the kiosks in both clubs mm-hmm. because we have some very colorful flyers that show exactly what we'll be doing, the dates, the cost.
These are great.
And samples of the artist's work. So look for those too. They will stand out among all the other flyers that are there.
They're in color.
Yes, so they are.
I
think it's great to try something new. And we have I've talked to a lot of people that have moved to the neighborhood, to the community. And are brand new to the Creative Arts Club. The other thing that we do, which is sort of takes the pressure off having a studio, if you want to paint or draw or do anything artistic, you can come to the Montecito. And on Monday and Thursday mornings, we have a group paint out, as it would sound. You know, you can come in, bring your materials, sit down and paint along with other artists and mm-hmm. Get acquainted, walk around, see what everybody else is doing, and perhaps even get a critique here and there, a friendly critique.
Yeah.
But that's fun to see too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I have not here, but I've been in clubs like that before, and I found that the members are so supportive of each other.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's really one of the nicest things I've ever done, as opposed to the world that has come so competitive.
Yes.
Artists are very supportive of each other.
They really are, and it's great to see everyone's different styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at a piece of art that someone produces and almost tell a little bit about their personalities. You know, if they use vibrant colors and they're, you know, a bit abstract, they're typically more outgoing. And if their paintings are more subdued and pastel and soft, then their personalities tend to reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly
mm-hmm.
enough, I've sort of found that with the artists that I've been working with, mm-hmm. you know. But it's great fun. We also have an artist wall. It's changed out monthly. This month, interestingly enough, it's all about blue. So all the paintings up there are blue for November. I don't know what next month will bring, but stay tuned.
We'll be surprised.
Look at the artist wall, and you can vote on which painting you like the best. Typically, they award best painting, you know, one that gets the most votes, but mm-hmm. it's wonderful to see all the yeah. changing art that's up on the wall. Yeah. I love that. And our Canadian neighbors participate a lot in that, and sometimes we have a wall that's just the Canadians, you know, just their art.
That's nice. So very, very, very neighborly.
It is, exactly. But come and stick your nose in Monday or Thursday morning and see what it's all about. If perhaps you don't want to feel committed to come and paint with the group, that's fine. You can just come and paint during one of our classes mm-hmm. and learn from experienced artists and expand your knowledge. And a little side note, you do need to be a member to take one of the classes, mm-hmm. but membership is only $15, so it's just a small charge for what
you're... Two Starbucks.
You bet. You bet yeah. these days. So what you get out of it is so much compared to just, you know, yeah. the fee for joining the club. My gosh.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you, Bob.
I know Creative Arts is one of the larger clubs here, so there's a lot of people who
yes.
are doing just like you. And hopefully by promoting this, you'll get some more members.
I hope so. Everyone's welcome. As I said, you don't need any special abilities. Maybe you've never picked up a paintbrush before, but you want to see if...
It's a good time to try.
If you've got an inner artist inside lurking somewhere, mm-hmm. bring it on out and mm-hmm. come and see us.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Shadow Hills, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, as I always say, please tell somebody else. And until next time, bye-bye.